Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A mysterious golden object arrived at the steps of the Utah State Capitol this week. It was a 43-foot sculpture by artist Dow Blumberg. His dramatic creation is a replica of the Golden Railroad Spike that completed one of the most triumphant engineering feats in American history. When two competing teams of workers for the Transcontinental Railroad converged in Promontory, Utah in 1869, they officially linked the eastern United States with the west. Blumberg says the complexity of the story inspired him.
They created something that really tied the country together. Was it clean? Was it neat? Was it simple? Was it all good? No. But that's history, you know, and we need to own that.
The railroad helped supercharge the American economy, but in the past 154 years, much of the credit has gone to the wealthy business tycoons and engineers who planned it, not the Chinese, Irish, and newly freed black workers who built it. Blumberg says it was time to change that.
It's a giant spike. How do you make that artistic? And so trying to create a flow, show imagery that maybe people hadn't seen before. So there are 74 faces or 74 people portrayed.
Those faces portrayed on the Golden Spike were also important to Max Chang. He's a board member of Spike 150, the Salt Lake City organization that commissioned the sculpture. And from the steps of the Utah State Capitol, Chang told me that up to 12,000 Chinese workers risked their lives for the sake of the country.
There is no doubt that without the Chinese railroad workers, the Transcontinental Railroad would not have been completed. First of all, there was a labor shortage on the West Coast. Most of the workers did not want to do this type of very intensive labor work. So they recruited so many Chinese, whatever they could first find in California, and then actively recruiting them from the Guangdong province area of China. You know, I think their yeoman's work of cutting major cuts through mountains, digging 15 tunnels through the Sierra Nevada, which is made of solid granite, the hardest substance found in North America.
It's hard work and dangerous work.
Absolutely very dangerous. There's a saying that fuse for the nitroglycerin that was used to create the explosive was more valuable than a life of a worker because it's more expensive. But what they did was more, just really, you know, for example, the Summit Tunnel, I think it's about 1,600 feet long, yet took 2 years to dig through. And they were ingenious. They actually dug this tunnel four directions at the same time. They went from going eastward and going westward. And they found out that it still wasn't fast enough. So they went on top, dug a tunnel down, and then built inside out. And when they finished, they were only just inches off from each other. And this is without any advanced equipment or anything. It's just really remarkable.
Is someone who has spent many years in the state of Utah, how is this history that you're talking about personal to you?
Well, it's very personal. I was born and raised here in Utah. My father was one of the first, if not the first, immigrant from Taiwan to Utah. And when we studied Utah history in junior high and seventh grade, the Chinese railroad workers were a footnote at best. And it's really at the age of 12 that I kind of became somewhat an activist on this nature. And I said, I will not go to Golden Spike National Park, at the time just Golden Spike, until the story of the Chinese railroad workers were properly told. And it took 38 years later that we were able to really right the wrong of them not being fully included into the story and to the contribution of this incredible railroad that built America.
You know, I'm thinking from this vantage point of the horrible racism and the violence that the Chinese workers faced at that time. 2 hours from here in Rock Springs, Wyoming, there was the Chinese massacre in 1885 where dozens of workers were killed. They were working in the coal mines that fed the rail lines. When you think about the fact that these workers were ignored by history for so many years and that they were subjected to so much violence in the process, how do you reflect on that today, about 150 years later?
I think that's why we have to understand history in its full context and not just look at the celebratory aspects of it. You know, there are dark sides. You know, I'm glad you brought up the rock springs, because if you really read the descriptions, you know, they went from house to house trying to burn down the houses. And many of the people went down to their basements where it's still mud and tried to dig their ways out. And when they found their bodies, they found the lower torso burnt to a crisp while their upper torso in the ground, you know, in the tunnels that they tried to dig, fully intact. And it's really quite gruesome, and they were brought in to accomplish something that was so important to our nation's development, and yet they were forgotten or discarded quickly. And so it's really to have something like this done by Dow, to have the reflections, the images of the Chinese workers here, I think is a very powerful statement that's saying, yes, there is a much bigger story than just the golden spike.
Max Cheng, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much.
Dow Blumberg's 43-foot golden spike will make a stop in California before it's permanently installed at a park near the Great Salt Lake.